Hello and welcome to The Word in Me. This is your host, Vanessa Morris. Thank you for joining me on The Word in Me today. May God bless you for listening. May God bless your life and may you move forward in the ministry. This is a time to serve. This is definitely a time to serve. This year has already started off, and we're going to talk a little bit about that. It started off with a transition. It's already in a serious transition. I've noticed in the first couple of months, it's been a shift. And in the spirit, you kind of felt it last year, but it's been a shift and we're moving. Stay with the transition. Stay with the transition. I'm speaking to myself at the same time. Stay with the transition. So it ends up being favorable for the believer. Amen. And favorable that we go out and do the work of the ministry and our lives may be blessed by it. And I'm not talking about material blessings. I'm not talking about the tangible. I'm talking about the intangible things of God, because that's what we need in this hour. We can go out and get a job and earn money and things like that with the blessings of the Lord, meaning the capability and abilities that He has given us. But we need the intangible today. We need the Spirit operating in our lives. So let's go before the Lord in prayer. Lord, we love you on today. We bless your name. We thank you, Lord, for the power of the word. We thank you, Lord, for the power of the Holy Ghost. We thank you, Lord, for truth, and the truth shall make us free. We are not going to be swayed by every wind of doctrine. We're going to believe your unchanging word, your true word. You said you change not. And we thank you, Lord, for being steadfast and unmovable and ever abounding in the work of the Lord. We thank you, Lord, and we bless your name. In Jesus' name, touch us on today. In Jesus' name, amen. We're going to go back to, it's been a little bit, but we're going to go back to the book of John, John chapter 20, and we're going to reread verse 17, and we're going to go through verse 23. And it says, Jesus said unto her, he's talking to Mary, touch me not or cling to me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father, but go to my brethren and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father and your Father and to my God and your God. That's the reconciliation right there. He belongs to us. The Lord belongs to us. He is our Father and our God because of the cross, because of Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection. Now we have fellowship with God. Verse 18, Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord and that he had spoken these things unto her. Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst and said unto them, peace be unto you. Now he just appeared. He transcended through the walls. He just appeared in their midst. So now Jesus is in his resurrected body. The laws of gravity and the material laws do not hold him. He can appear and he can disappear at will with a body, which we will one day have. Glory to God. Verse 20 in John chapter 20. And when he had said when he had so said, he showed unto them his hands and his side. He showed his wounds. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. Then said Jesus to them again, peace be unto you, as my Father hath sent me, even so send I you. And when he had said thus, he breathed on them and said unto them, receive ye the Holy Ghost. Whosoever sins ye remit or forgive, they are forgiven unto them. And whosoever sins ye retain, they are retained. I want to talk a little bit today about transition to transcend. It is a time of transition. You already see it. We see it in the political realm. We see it in our personal lives. We see it in the church. We see it in the world. We see it in the nation. It is a transition period. But we transition, the people of God should be transitioning to transcend, to go beyond, to surpass, to beat the prior things. We're going beyond. And that's what Jesus did here. He transcended in order to bless us so people could be saved. He transcended past death and hell. He has the keys of that now. He transcended, and now he has given that power to the disciples. And he's saying, receive ye the Holy Ghost. My Father has sent me, now I send you. Now I send you. And he said, whatever sins that, and I'm going to read verse 23 again. He said, whosoever sins ye forgive, let them be forgiven. And whosoever sins ye retain, let them be retained. He's given power to the disciples. There are those we are going to tell the gospel to. We are going to tell them the good news. We're going to show the love of God, and they will not receive it. They will not receive it, which means that their sins are not going to be forgiven. It's only through God, only through the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ that we receive salvation. There is no other name under heaven given unto men whereby we must be saved but the name of Jesus. It's in his name. And so when we give and we feel our hearts are sorrowful for people who reject the gospel. I have family members that once tasted of the goodness of the Lord, and now they reject the word of truth. The enemy has gotten a hold of their minds, and they reject the word of truth. But I pray for them daily that they receive, that their hearts be turned, their minds be turned. They get a heart of repentance and turn back to the Lord. Repentance means to turn, not to just feel sorrowful or feel bad. We can go to funerals and feel bad. People can die and we feel bad. Something happens tragic in our life and we feel bad. But a true repentant heart is one that changes their mind about what has happened, about evil and sin. You change your mind about it. You no longer are the same way. You don't have the same perspective and thought process towards sin. You are not justifying sin. You are not making excuses for sin. You are not saying, well, the Lord, he's going to permit me to do these things. I got grace. Or it's because I was raised this way. This is my nature. He who is in Christ is new. Accept the newness of the Lord and transcend our transition. There's a transition and change. There's people coming back into our lives. There's people leaving. There's people coming and going constantly. That's the way this life is. People come and go. We pray for all. We don't hold grudges. We don't wish ill on people. We pray for people. We pray that people be saved. And we pray that we stay with the Lord so we may be able to do his will and stay in fellowship with him. I started off this year on 12/31 saying that it was a year of fellowship. I listened back to the same message that I was speaking. God can use you to speak things even to yourself. It is a year of fellowship, and we need to transition. Don't get off course. Transition so we can transcend and go beyond where we've gone before in order to do the work of the kingdom, because people are leaving this earth every day, and it is time to bring people into the kingdom. Hurry them through the doors before the doors shut. May God bless you. Have a good day. Believe the Lord, read his word, and stay close to God's unchanging hand in this time, in this season, because it is changing. Stay with the Lord. God bless you and enjoy your life. In Jesus' name, amen.